doing? Oh, fantastic. You look amazing. What's it been like, 8 months? How's your internship going? Oh my God, that sounds intense. Well, that is fantastic to hear, regardless. Thank you so much for texting me that you're back in town. I was so surprised when I got your message. Yeah, I know, but it's still nice that you thought of me. Have I kept you waiting long? Oh, thank God. I hate making people wait, especially when they're the ones that ask me to show up in the first place. It's absolute nightmare fuel. But if you only just got here, do you want to get a table? Sit down? Perfect. I want to hear everything that's been going on. Before you sit down, what can I get you? What? Yeah, shut up. You are a starving resident student. I am going to buy you a goddamn coffee. Now, go sit down. What do you want? Okay, you got it. All right, well, I'm getting you a large anyway because you deserve it. Okay, here you go. One for you and one for me. So, I want to hear all the details. What's been going on? How's it all been going? Okay. Oh, shit. That's incredible. I'm really proud of you. Yeah, I'm proud of you. Listen, the two of us both know how absolutely brutal the healing department at the Bureau is. And the fact that you got into a residency program right out of school, unheard of. Absolutely fucking unheard of. I've been good. Definitely not as impressive as your track record is. I've got my own stuff going on, been taking my hobbies a little more seriously, and it's turned into a fun little side business. Mainly, it's just going to craft fairs, things like that. Just something to keep my days busy and, meet people. Yeah, and my big girl job. That's been going well. Super steady the last few weeks, which I have been grateful for. And we recently had a breakthrough in our research. Writing about, magical history isn't always as fun as Indiana Jones might have you think, but I think I'm doing a really good job with, putting stuff together. Yeah, well, not all of us can be blood mage proteges like you. No, that is in no way jealousy seeping through. Please, that is a weight off of my shoulders. You wouldn't imagine the hell I went through trying to convince my mom that I didn't need to go to some overblown graduate program to achieve some higher purpose just because I'm a blood mage. Yeah, that was a tough conversation. But now she seems pretty happy for me now that I'm in a more, established field and not just hopping around from craft fair to craft fair. Oh, absolutely. You know the whole deal. What's your plan B? What's your more stable option? Why couldn't you be a doctor like your friend? It's fine. It's fine. I'm not even upset about it. Not even a little bit. No, I am incredibly happy for you and so proud of what you're doing and so happy that I don't have to have the same pressure on me. Well, listen, there is a lot of pressure doing historical research and working in magical archaeology, but, you know, I still get weekends off. Oh, speaking of weekends, how was this past weekend with, you know... Oh, God, you were in the middle of that? Freaking air elementals. They're insane. They're insane. I love them, but they're absolutely insane. Well, I'm glad no one was seriously hurt. And hey, you got to take charge of the whole ward. That's amazing, especially for residents. I mean, I'm sure they were stretched impossibly thin to give you that kind of responsibility, but, you know, opportunities presenting themselves, gotta appreciate that. Well, good for you. God, I would cry if I had to be put in that position. No, I haven't talked to them at all, not recently anyway. I think they're kind of busy doing their own thing, traveling Europe. Oh, yeah. All I see on social media is just nothing but them on mountain peaks and in forests. And I do. I love me a good hike. Sometimes. For 5 minutes. But the whole backpacking across mountain ranges, I will happily leave to the professionals or the mentally unwell. Yeah, things have been good back here. Ronnie. Remember Ronnie? He got into culinary school. I know. We're all so excited for him. And we're also all banking on getting the first tables whenever he opens his own restaurant because, you know, at this point, he's just going to be the next Gordon Ramsay. But, like, Gordon Ramsay after a couple, you know, brownies? Well, since you bring him up. Okay. Okay. I didn't want to say anything because I don't want people to know yet and we're trying to keep things on the DL, but I trust you. 2 weeks ago, Isaiah proposed! He did! Oh, it was wonderful. It was so sweet. He took us to the bookshop that we went to for our first date, and then we went to the beach, and it was just perfect. And I don't have the ring on right now just because I don't want my family to know I'm... you know my family. My family knows everyone in this town. I could walk past 50 strangers on the street and half of them know my mother by name. You get it. So if any of them saw me with a ring on my finger, I would never hear the end of it. They need to hear it from me. Eventually. Hang on. I got a picture of it. Here. Right? It's beautiful. It's exactly what I wanted. And it's so stupid. We went to one of the craft fairs and he was looking through and was like, oh, hang on. I want to see the rings. Idiot put on 10 rings and is like, I need to see more rings. He had this whole spiel about how he had all of his fingers taken up, so we needed to use mine to get my fucking ring size. I know, absolute dork, but I wouldn't pick anyone else. And I'm really looking forward to telling people, just not quite yet. Oh, thank you. Oh, it's so nice to finally tell somebody about it. We just want something small. Probably planning for next year. Just something intimate, nothing crazy, and... Okay. You know Isaiah's best friend? Okay, they came over. They know about this, by the way. Turns out they're dating a blood mage. That's what I'm saying! How rare are we? And yet it's you, it's me, and now... we all just congregate. It's like a little school of fish. We all just flow in the same direction. it's gonna be a time. Of course you're gonna be invited. Are you nuts? If anything, you'll be at the top of the guest list. But what about you? Any special wielders or non-wielders in your life? I know the whole residency program doesn't exactly allow a lot of time for dating, but any cute doctors or nurses or patients? That kind of sounds a little illegal. mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe not patients. Maybe just doctors and nurses and literally anyone else that does not depend on your care. Oh, God. Are you... You're not one of those doctors that likes to jump into supply closets. Unless you totally are, in which case, you can be honest, it's a safe space. Well, even if you were, I wouldn't judge. I would just think it's very funny and I would bring it up at every opportunity. Good to know, good to know. Oh, but that actually kind of reminds me. Did you see the Bureau was offering kind of a course for blood magic? Yeah, a lot of the magical universities are debating including it as a course. But it's still such a rare magic type. And it hasn't been around for very long since its reemergence. I mean, it went away and now it's coming back slowly, but it's not really in the stable population yet. Yeah. True. So the Bureau is offering an independent course that is not associated with any, like, magical institutions. Are you considering joining, maybe? Yeah, that's fair. Oh, but I know they offer some asynchronous courses, so you don't have to be available for every single class, but I don't know. I might not join. It's the same conversation as why I didn't go into the med program. I mean, blood magic is predominantly for healing and quote-unquote magical therapy, whatever that's gonna be. They've really gotta come up with a better name for that. But it's nice not worrying about my magic dictating what I do with my life. I'm really happy doing my historical research, my crafting. I don't feel the need to look for more. But regardless, I am still so happy that it's available. Like, I mean, it's a desperately needed resource for people who do want to explore that magic further and, you know, understand it better. I can get behind that. Yeah. Right now, it just doesn't appeal to me. But who knows? By the time it actually starts, I might change my mind and join anyways. I think it would be fun either way. Okay. Enough of the boring stuff. I need your craziest stories from the last 8 months. I want to know everything. Oh, absolutely. Bring it on. Oh, God. Well, we've known each other long enough. I think we can know the dirty little secrets. Oh, God, no. Wait, did not. He called you Dalt. No. God, no, I don't know how many times I can apologize for calling you that the first year we met. I'm so sorry. Oh. No, I thought it would be cool, and I thought it would make me, you know, like the chill upperclassman to be like, hey, doll. I'm so sorry. You didn't deserve that, and I will never use a pet name for anybody else for as long as I live. That is a guarantee. Oh, God. Well, I mean, it really can't get worse than doll, can it? Oh, shut up. No, they did not. No, how is that allowed? And she's still alive. The whole taking your oath thing, but I could never. Ew.